Random House Audio presents Thirsty by Tracy Bateman, read for you by Abby Creighton. Part 1. Whether I shall turn out to be the hero of my own life, or whether that station will be held by anybody else, these pages must show. Charles Dickens, David Copperfield. Prologue. May 1992. Thick bass blared through amped-up speakers and drew Marcus from his slumber. In the murky deep of his cave, he opened his eyes, instantly awake. His keen ears picked out the voices of eager girls and boasting boys, dancing, whispering, giggling, mating rituals. They were at least half a mile away, but the sound carried easily. Too easily for his liking. He shoved out a full breath and angled to his feet. In the obscurity of his cramped quarters, he stooped, unable to stand to his full height without scuffing his head against the top of the cave. The heady scent of bodies brimming with life grazed the edge of his senses, guiding him to the mouth of the cave and just beyond. Flesh and blood mingled with sweat, campfire, roasting hot dogs, and booze. The converging smells dizzied him and annoyed him. He wrapped his ragged overcoat about him, a defense against the cool spring night, and moved away from the pounding noise and scent of humanity that both repelled and tempted him at the same time, a contradiction that had led, in part, to his retreat from society in the first place. His booted feet stepped heavily through the woods, but Marcus remained indifferent to the crackling branches.